2-1. Hey, how's it going, everyone? Good evening. Good evening. August 12, 2019. It's Monday, the middle week of August, but it's like, might as well be the middle of summer because it is just brutal, triple digits. And it's just hot outside. But hey, that's what summer's all about. Summer's about being hot. It doesn't matter. It's just hot out there. Unless you're like in the southern hemisphere, then it's winter. Merry Christmas. Okay, so it's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for sports and leadership. Sports and leadership, and today we're going to talk about team players. We talked about that, but no, we'll talk about it again. We'll talk about it real quick. One other team player, I guess he saw his teammate, the other individual, was holding out for some money, so now the quarterback wants $40 million. Now the quarterback wants $40 million because he sees the running back holding out and doesn't want to go to camp until he gets a new contract, gets paid. He's got to get paid. What kind of nonsense is that? Get on the field, go throw some passes, go take a couple of real live snaps. You haven't done anything in preseason and in the live snap department. It's all been, you know, don't touch the quarterback. So go out there and throw something and then show us you're worthy of the $40 million deal that you want. Meanwhile, speaking of other individuals, on the West Coast now, formerly from the East Coast, but now the West Coast, wide receiver formerly from the Pittsburgh Steelers, now with the Oakland Raiders, Antonio Brown has lost an appeal with the NFL over using the helmet he has used for the past 9 years. Okay, it's 9 years old. Come on. It's time for a new helmet. I mean, heck, I buy new shoes every once in a while too, you know? I mean, at some point you got to say, you know what, that's an old helmet. But what's happening here is he's crying about the new helmet hampers his vision and it gives him problems, you know, catching the ball. You know what? You're paid to catch the ball. Find a way to catch the ball. Adapt, overcome, you know, that kind of stuff. Now, I sound like an angry sports fan. Yes, I am an angry sports fan. But what's the leadership behind all this? What's the leadership spin behind all this? All right, let me get to it. So he lost the appeal over safety issues. Apparently, you know, that it's a safety concern. It's 9 years old. It's gotten a beating. It's taken some hits. He's taken some hits over the years. So maybe that's why he's complaining. But anyway, he's threatened to quit over the helmet, meaning if I can't use the helmet, if I can't play in the helmet, I'm going to quit. I'm not going to play. And, well, you know, that's kind of a childish thing to do. Oh, like the holdouts. Yeah, there we go. And the ones that want the $40 million because his buddy's getting the $40 million. So he lost the appeals process. He went through the appeals process. And, well, you know, now what? Well, what he tweeted or what he posted was, he's looking forward to getting healthy and rejoining the team. There we go. So you went through the process. You made a stand. You said, hey, here's what I want. And from what it sounds like he's ready to play football. He's going to make the best that he can. And let's hope that he doesn't try to set the example by being the example and intentionally not catching the balls. So that way he can say, I told you so. Well, that's not good. That's not good player. That's not a good team. That's and again, let's hope that's not where it goes. But right now he's taking a positive step by, you know, he went through the process. He said what he said. He lost the appeal. Now he can take it to court. But he's going to have the safety against him. The safety, not the free safety on the opposing team. No, but the safety issues and concerns, that CTE, that the brain injuries and the what's that? My apologies, I forgot what it was called. The CT, I forgot what it stood for, and I had it right there. But the brain injuries from getting hit head to helmet to helmet, or taking a bounce off the artificial turf that, you know, it's only about maybe this thick and about less than an inch thick, and it's all concrete underneath, and concrete, you know, doesn't give. So trust me that your helmet gets rattled, your cage gets rattled, your bell gets rung, and that's pretty much what happens. So he's got that on the negative side, but I don't think he'd win in the court because, again, it's all about safety and the player safety, and that's kind of where it's going. And I kind of side with that. But right now, like I said, he's looking forward to rejoining the team, to getting healthy, and getting out on the field and start practicing. Now, during this offseason, I should add or you know add a little bit more to this that he's just been playing these games with the team, with the coaches, with the NFL, as far as, you know, I'm going to quit. And so he already has this history, and that's kind of what's leading to me thinking he's just going to get out there and show them so he can say, I told you so. But he also carries this when he was with Pittsburgh. He didn't like the quarterback. He didn't like the head coach, and there was this falling out between them. And you know what? In the NFL, the quarterback pretty much is sets the deal. It sets the standard. So there you go. So he's out. He was in Oakland. But let's see what Antonio Brown does. I mean, wish him a lot of luck. He's a good player. He's a very good player. He's a very talented player. And yes, he's worth the money he's being paid. But he has yet to prove himself in Oakland. So let's see how this all turns out and see what happens. So again, kudos to them. Wow, this has just been the past 3 Mondays have been nothing but NFL camp stories. But hey, that's the season for you. That's kind of where the focus is. In the meantime, everyone, remember, go through the process. Do what you got to do. And if it doesn't work out your way, you know, sometimes you just got to take it and just go run with it. And just, you know what, accept the fact that you did try and that an answer was given to you. And now you know that, hey, you got to do the best that you can with what you got. So listen, it's Monday, August 12th, 2019. This has been Sports and Leadership. I will talk to you tomorrow, and it's in the news. So have a good one.